you, and he said if they could bottle an attitude, yours would be it. I mean, is that what you pride yourself on, whether you're not sure what your situation is, you still have the right attitude coming in?
Oh, for sure. I mean, at the end of the day, hockey is a game. Human being is about being a good person, and being that's what you want to be. I mean, I love this game to death. I love everything about it. I play with everything I have, but at the end of the day, I pride myself on being a good person first, and I think that's what everyone should do in their life, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Coming in, I mean, with, you know, Brassois gets signed again, but you signed a deal as well. I mean, what's the mindset coming into this camp? Does it change?
I think for myself, it's to work as hard as I possibly can and get better. I mean, this is a National Hockey League camp. You're going to get better every single day. You're facing the top shooters in the world. This is a really good hockey team, and I'm just happy to be here and face these guys every single day.
Paul said that you identify some things you've got to work on. You've had, I believe, five starts. I mean, what are some of the things that you know you need to be better specifically as an NHL goaltender?
Calm down and let the game play happen. Mm-hmm. I try and force things sometimes. I've done that. I've had a very good American Hockey League career. I finished really good in every single category I could have last year. I had a really good team. We had a really good team. I played very well last year, and I think it's I look at the guys who've come up from the American League, and I know I can play just as well as those guys. And I think it's about letting it happen instead of trying to make it happen. And I think that's something I have to learn as I get going.
But that's what Paul talked about, that developing at a different age as goaltenders. I mean, is patience tough when you feel like you could be in this league now?
100%. I mean, look at Jordan Binnington. I mean, it took him a little while to get going. He was kind of cast away by the St. Louis Blues. They threw him to a different farm team. He went down to Providence, and he had an unbelievable year. And everyone said it kind of came out of nowhere, but I was like, that didn't come out of nowhere. That guy put up a 922 in the American League, and then he was back-to-back goalie of the week before he got his first NHL win. I was like, this guy, he's ready. He's ready to go. And he proved it. I mean, it's just about making sure you buy your time. You get better every single day. And eventually, if you do the work, it would take care of itself.
Is there still more development to be had in the American League if that's where you should have to go?
There's always more development. You can go anywhere. I mean, it doesn't matter where you are. It's about your situation. It's about how you handle where you are. You can get better no matter where you are. And I think for myself, it's going down there. And if I go down there, it's working hard as I can and getting better and better and better and just trying to take every shot like it's my last and just have fun doing it. I think it's one thing I'm really going to try and work on this year is just enjoy the moment. I mean, we're playing a great game. I love the game, and go out there and just let everything happen and just really enjoy it.
Without getting too much in your own personal business, I mean, you opted not to go to arbitration, and you were able to carve out that two-year deal. The second year is the one way. I mean, can you talk about that process? Because you're coming off, that was sort of one of the first times you had an opportunity to go to arbitration, you didn't.
I don't know why. I just thought we didn't need to go to arbitration. Yeah. This is kind of my home. We'll work out a deal. I've been here for, this is my fifth year here now. Winnipeg is my home. I love it here. I feel like I like this organization. I feel like they've always shown that they like me no matter what. They've always had my back. And I knew that we were going to get a deal done, and they knew it as well. So I feel like there was no need to go to arbitration, no need to get someone in between us. It was just about getting the right numbers down, and I think we did that.
Now about just seizing that NHL opportunity. I mean, I don't know where you feel like your NHL performances have been at. I mean, you kind of alluded to, you know, you've had a good AHL career. What is it next? Like, what's the next step for you? I mean, we talk about development and that kind of stuff, but where do you want to go now? I mean, what do you need to do?
Yeah, for sure. I have two NHL wins. It's not like I'm gone up there and have been 0-5. I have two NHL wins. I have three games that probably didn't go as well as I would have liked to, but I mean, that happens. I mean, it doesn't matter what level. There's been a lot of goalies that have gone up there, and it's taken time to get going. It doesn't matter who they are. You look at Jonathan Quick's first 10 games in the league. It wasn't the most pretty thing in the world. It's about understanding that, hey, this is hockey. Sometimes it's not going to go the right way every single time. You have to go up there and accept it and try and learn from that experience and get better. And I think that's what I'm trying to do is I understand that I'm a good goalie. I can stop the puck, and it's about just trusting it and enjoying that process.
You mentioned Binnington. You mentioned Quick. I mean, are you a guy that is part of your job, part of your profession, you know, knowing what else is out there, what these guys do to make themselves great, and how you can not mimic, but just so know the NHL landscape?
100%. I mean, I think I'm a student of the game. I love hockey. I watch it all the time. I'm just trying to understand what different guys are doing. In the summer, I try and look at, hey, why was this guy so successful? What made him so good? I mean, you look at guys like Ben Bishop, and why all of a sudden is he unbelievable? What made Dallas so good? I think the way he handled the puck just helped Dallas break out of the zone so much better. Just you take little things from that and try to understand what makes this team and this guy so good, and you try and look at this and say, okay, if I can try and bring one little element of that to my game and just work on that in the summer, I think that's what you're trying to do.
So tomorrow starts just about being calm then and just letting it come to you, like you said, right? Like that's yeah, kind of...
For sure. I mean, this is preseason. I understand this is a big game for myself, but hey, I mean, I haven't played a game in 5-6 months. Yeah. They haven't played a game in 5-6 months. Let's just go out there and let the first 5 minutes take care of itself and get going. And hey, we don't know what we're bringing. They don't know what they're bringing. We'll get going from there as soon as it happens. I mean, this isn't the end of the world here. This is just one game, one shot, and it's going to go out there and really enjoy that process.